This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:08. And we have Alice in Winterland tickets to give away starting at 9 o'clock. Tickets and Trees Week on Alice. That's Flora Cash right there. They just got added to the bill last week. Kesha, Avril Lavigne, and Flora Cash performing for your pleasure. December 5th at the Masonic in San Francisco. For tickets and everything, Winterland, go to RadioAlice.com. 9, noon, 3, and 5, you have a chance to win not just a pair of tickets to the show, but a tree, a Christmas tree. We're giving them away. It's tickets and trees. So we'll give you a little gift certificate for a holiday tree. And we've got winning all week, 9, noon, 3, and 5. All right, I'm going to do a bunch of music news and the celebrity trash, kind of a roundup. No, no, no. I am going to. Eddie Van Halen is back home, hanging out with his son.
Where's he been? Where was he?
He's got throat cancer, so he had some trouble a couple days ago. He was admitted to the hospital last week with intestinal issues and abdominal pain. Mm. They were the result of a bad reaction to the drugs that he's taking to battle the throat cancer. He's back home now. Rough couple days at the hospital, they're saying. But complications from his cancer treatment. For 5 years, he's been going between the U.S. and Germany for this some kind of radiation treatment that I guess he can't get here. He believes he got this cancer because he had a mouth cancer, too. Like, half his tongue is gone. Was it tongue cancer? Just mouth cancer? He says, I used to keep a metal pick in my mouth, and that's where I stored it when I was hammering. And then I had to take the pick back out. But he kept it in his mouth, and he says that's exactly where the cancer was, so that's what he blames it on. It's probably exactly where he smoked a cigarette from, too. But it probably wasn't the cigarettes. And he's been told, I guess, by the doctors that that could have been the source of the cancer. It also could have been the cigarettes. Probably not.
Well, I wonder, first of all, I of course it was the cigarettes, but I wonder if, you know, anything you do with your mouth ends up injuring your mouth. I've always wondered how guys who chew, like baseball players who chew, I can't figure out how after years of that they can even keep it up because it wears down.
It's a very, very sensitive tissue, like weirdly.
You think they have injuries all over the insides of their mouths. I wonder if he didn't have an injury from the pick that was open, a wound of sorts, that maybe made it even worse for the cigarettes.
Listen, I would buy that it was a combo. I can't imagine any piece of metal you could keep in your mouth that wouldn't be problematic after a while, whether you smoked or not, and to be doing both. I mean, look.
Smoking's bad enough, though. Right. You ever have one of those nights where you went out and you partied and you drank and you smoked and you wake up in the morning and you're just like, oh, my lungs hurt, my mouth hurts,
you can't take
my
a deep breath,
hurts.
You're coughing.
Like, holy hell, I must have smoked 3 packs last night.
I ruined myself last night. Yes. Right. So, definitely have had those nights.
And that's his job. He was doing that every day all around the country.
Right, and washing it all down with a bottle of whiskey. Eddie Van Halen, he got out of the hospital. He had some complications. They say he's doing fine now. When he got home from the hospital, according to, this looks like TMZ, Eddie and Wolfgang hung out, rehearsed some music. That's what they say here.
I'd love to see Van Halen do another tour. I'd love to see him sort of correct some of the bad blood that's out there that they didn't have to. It doesn't have to be there.
No, it doesn't.
And you'd think because he's sick that he would have reached out to people to maybe
make
amends
or put things right or
whatever.
At least somewhere civil.
Yeah, just make things civil.
You
made a ton of good music with Sammy, and yet you guys are not in a cool place. No. It makes no sense.
Well, and he spent a lot of time being on the outs with David Lee Roth, too. I mean, you know, it's. How about just, you know. Try to be cool.
I guess maybe he just doesn't want to start the conversation because maybe it always comes to something contentious. You know, we have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be great if
David's doing his residency in Vegas. If you know, the guys could show up for a few shows.
That'd be great. I mean, it'll never happen, but wouldn't it be fun if him and Sammy and Van Halen toured together?
Sure. Like,
well, didn't they try that? And that's
you know, I want to say that got tossed around. I'm not sure that ever happened, but
oh no, I think they did.
Oh, did they really?
I think it was done with alternating nights. I think Sammy I think it. David did a set, and then they did a Sammy set. I didn't see it, but I'm pretty sure I've heard that happened.
I wonder you bought the tickets for the shows that you wanted to see, right? Like, you knew who was performing each of the nights.
I don't know.
Because I you know, much I'd love
you
to
wanna
Sammy.
See Sammy.
No, I want to see David.
What?
Yeah. And they did that reunion tour. I think it was like 07. The shirt was too small, so I threw it away. But it had the day, I think it was 07, went and saw David Lee Roth with
Oh, you saw them. I've never seen Van Halen. Oh, well, no, I take it back. I've seen Van Hagar.
Right. Well, I'd seen them in the 80s, and then, but I was psyched when they did that tour, but it was just a spectacle. You know, he was not doing the jumping off the riser anymore and the backflips and stuff, but he, a lot of energy and just running around with a big old smile on his face.
Yeah, Vinny, what you're saying is true, but I'm trying to find the dates. It's an article.
But I don't think it went well. I think that they had a lot of problems, and I think there was still someone who probably shouldn't have been drinking was.
Eddie?
2002-ish.
Oh, jeez. Boy, that was a long time ago. Can you imagine that 2002 was a long time ago? It's almost 2020. How are we 20 years into the 2000s? How is this possible?
Oh, you just keep living.
Yeah, it turns out time keeps on ticking, ticking, ticking into the future. First thing in the morning, like right when the sun's coming up, I want to go to Hooters and eat a bunch of wings and drink beer.
You do?
If I'm Post Malone, I do.
All right.
Post Malone rented the whole place out just to celebrate being alive and the new leg of his tour. So he is, I guess the final leg of the tour is happening in 2020, starting in February. Comes back to the road February 4th in Omaha. And our date is Thursday, March 19th at the Chase Center.
Nice.
Right around the corner. If you want to check out Post Malone, he's so hot right now.
Yeah.
What a fun show to see at the Chase Center, too. So Thursday, March 19th at the Chase Center in San Francisco. But he, I guess TMZ, because they hang around Hooters, too, or maybe they're just following him wherever he goes. He stepped outside to have a cigarette. And I guess they let him bring his beer out there, too. He bummed a cigarette. He was in there. I guess there was so they let one waitress, because it was before the place even opened.
He doesn't travel with his own pack of smokes.
You know, maybe he's one of those guys like, I don't smoke. No. But
yeah,
when I have some beers,
somebody
I
like that.
Bum cigarettes from people.
Yeah, we're all looking at you, Bryn.
Well, you always offer to me. I don't ask for it. It seems like they don't even have staff there at the Hooters. I'm watching the video right now.
Yeah, no, they brought one waitress in and someone to fry up the wings for them, I guess. He rented out the Hooters to chug some beer and rip off other people's cigarettes. And so he stepped outside to smoke. This was the Hooters on Hollywood Boulevard. This is early yesterday morning. He bummed a cigarette after chowing down on some wings inside and hanging out with the one wait. I hope they sent the hottest waitress. I mean, it opens at 11, but when you're Post Malone, you get whatever you want, I guess. He rented out the Hooters to celebrate life and the final two shows of this leg of the tour. So congratulations.
Good for him. He's living the life.
Yeah. He is always tired. You should listen to music every day. So says a new study. And according to the study, you should listen to 78 minutes of it every day. And they even break it down as to what you should listen to. This is the British Academy of Sound Therapy. In order to maintain good mental health, you can't just listen to one specific type of music. There's actually a formula that they have here. So I don't know. Do with it what you will. They say 78 minutes is perfect. 11 minutes a day, though, still has therapeutic benefits, and you can boost your happiness with just 5 minutes. They say you should listen to, per day, 14 minutes of uplifting music to feel happy, 16 minutes of calming music to feel relaxed, 16 minutes of whatever you choose to overcome sadness.
Okay.
15 minutes of motivating music to aid concentration, and another 17 minutes of whatever you choose to help manage your anger.
So play something heavy.
Yeah.
What's the difference between uplifting
don't
and motivational?
Ask me, man. No one knows.
Uplifting, is that like, just, let's see.
Well, I would, I'll tell you what I would play. If it's I'm going for uplifting, I play reggae.
Oh.
Right. I don't play this. This never gets near my stereo
Josh Groban,
ever. No.
No, thank you.
I find my Broadway shows uplifting.
Is...
Hey,
no.
Stevie B.
That's nice.
This doesn't get... Well, this,
this helps me overcome sadness.
That'll be in your wife's car.
Yeah.
Finn. Yes. I listen to calming music. I listen to Lana Del Rey to feel relaxed. Mm.
And you then, do not.
I'm just kidding. Motivating music, I'll listen to. I'm motivated by Billie Eilish.
Oh, yeah, me too. I love her.
I'm also, she's going to help me manage my anger, too. And she's going to uplift me, and she's going to help me overcome my sadness. So I was listening to her all day. You know, I would say my uplifting thing, I listen to that first Boston album at least 3 times a week. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
That's uplifting for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just beautiful and, like, it's rocking, but it's, you know, gorgeous harmonies and awesome. Like there's parts in the song where you're just like, oh, so good. And I close the door to the She Shack and crank it all the way up and sing at the top of my lungs. And it feels so good to me right now. Motley Crue.
These guys.
I know. This is just, look, here's just an example of, not, you don't have to put an exclamation point on stuff. You don't have to make declarative statements that later you're going to be embarrassed when you walk it back. Like, I'm sorry, hell didn't freeze over, Eagles. And there you are on the road, you know. So yeah. Motley Crue, they did a farewell tour in 2014. Not their first, by the way. And they all signed a cessation of touring agreement. The four members of the band.
They got in front of the press and did that.
And said.
Purposefully.
It stated, we can never tour again. Back in 2014, Nikki Sixx said the only way to void the agreement, because, of course, there was a way, would be for all four members to agree. And then he said, there are people in this band who will refuse to ever do it again, and you're talking to one of them.
Oh, he was going to refuse.
Yeah.
Right.
There is no amount of money that would ever make me do it again, because I have such pride in how we're ending it.
Here's the... Isn't Mick Mars really sick?
Yes.
Or sickly, I guess, is a better
he's
way to put it.
He's had it for a long time, but it's some kind, I don't know
it's
exactly
what it is. It's a degenerative bone disease.
And he is, like, he's never looked super spry.
No.
But he now stands still and just gets those songs out.
Oh, my goodness.
Out. He's always looked a little sickly.
Yeah.
Anyway, they posted a video that of that agreement being blown to bits. So there's the video of them signing it, and then they blow it up. It's narrated by Machine Gun Kelly, who played Tommy Lee in the Crue movie The Dirt, which is a fun watch. I did enjoy
it. Oh, you
that.
Did watch it?
I watched it whenever it came out. And we just laughed our asses off. I love the tour, though. Here we go. You get to go get your 80s on big time. They're doing stadiums with, so it'll be Motley Crue, Def Leppard, and Poison. Oh. Boy, I guess Hooman will be there. Huh?
So who headlines that?
Crew, I guess. Although, I mean, I would
think
say
you
Def
could
Leppard.
Argue Def Leppard's
Def
bigger
Leppard.
Than they are.
Well, I bet you Matt Nathanson would argue that Def Leppard's bigger. First of all, I think Def Leppard is 10,000 times more talented than Motley Crue. Vince Neil can't even sing. He sucks. And Poison, go away. Just stop. You just have to stop it. How is Bret Michaels doing? Didn't he get like his bell rung by a light fixture or something?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, but he was in a lot of crap going on. I guess he must be recovered if he's going to go back on the road. I hope they all wear makeup.
Anyway, if you were like so sad because you felt like, oh God, I'll never see Motley Crue again, don't worry. They're going to tour with Def Leppard.
Motley Crue has sold 100 million albums.
That is so
crazy.
Is that
possible?
Sure, I guess, right? I mean, they all through the 80s. Late 70s they start?
When was the first?
I would say 80s.
Yeah.
But they were
Because they
huge.
Were a local band when I lived in Orange County.
81.
81 yeah. was their first album? Mm. That makes sense.
Def Leppard sold 100 million too.
Yeah, Def Leppard's awesome. I love them.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. But they both sold a similar number of records. So maybe they just are going to switch off. I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, please don't tell me Poison has sold it.
Oh, my God.
It's not possible.
But I'll bet you they've sold more than you think. Because, you know, we were actually selling albums at that time. And they had two big albums. I'll say they've sold 25 million albums.
16 million.
Oh, phew. Thank God. They're a good opening act.
Wait a minute. Poison has sold 6 million.
Oh, that's it? Maybe that first record was called Poison.
Oh, wait a minute. No, it's this like says 45 million.
Yeah, 45 million? That's more than Avril Lavigne. Come on. Anyway.
Oh, it's worldwide record sales. So they say here that in the United States, 15 million.
Oh.
But worldwide.
Lots and lots of records.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
dang,
good for them.
Well, I'll tell you who's opening. Poison.
Yes, for sure. I'll tell you who's going. Matt Nathanson. He did a whole cover album of Def Leppard songs.
What's trippy is, you know, Def Lepp had a really successful run with Journey last year.
That's right.
They did arenas and they did really well.
Big tour.
Was there a third
I think
band
this,
on that?
No, not that I remember. Mm. I didn't go to it.
Yeah,
but
what were you saying?
I remember it was the two bands.
Right.
It's just that, you know, Def Lepp seems to be smart enough to stay out on the road and keep cranking it.
Yeah, I really like them. And I like Journey. I should have gone to that. What was I thinking? Adam Duritz shaved off his dreads. I don't know if... I thought they weren't his to begin
with. From what I've read forever, those were fake dreads.
He
said that in an interview. It was his interview that when I read that, I went, oh my God, that's so embarrassing.
Well, in this new interview, he says he was at a friend's house in England. He just decided he was tired of them. Now that they're gone, he's worried that he's made a mistake. He says, I've accomplished a lot in my life, and every single bit of it was done with those on my head. It's entirely possible they're the only reason I can sing well. We don't know. Maybe I can no longer make records, but we're going to find out. It's entirely possible it has nothing to do with the hair, but Samson probably thought the same thing, and look how screwed up he ended up.
Oh, he looks good.
Let's see.
He looks way better without him.
Yeah, he does look way better. Those are the ones on the left side, that's as big as I ever saw them. It looks like he's got just a big black mop on his head.
How weird to have phony dreads sewn onto your head.
Oh. Does your hair grow in and then you dread that hair or something? Are you starting them with fake dread? Oh, yeah, I'm getting a yes from Vaughn. So maybe by the end they were his?
No.
I don't know.
No.
Is Adam Duritz a black guy?
No.
He's not?
I don't think.
I don't really know. Ozzy Osbourne is going to perform at the American Music Awards.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is going to be the first time since his surgery on November 24th. He's going to be with Post Malone and Travis Scott at the AMAs.
Cool.
He's on that Post Malone song. Is that the one? Is Travis Scott the other artist on
yes.
that?
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
It's so good. It's such a
great song.
Are
you looking up if Adam Duritz is a white guy?
Yeah, I was in the middle of that. And
oh, yeah.
Jumping back and
can we find out?
Oh, let me look into this.
I'm pretty sure he's a white guy, you guys.
Well, if those are really his dreads, because you know how like white guy dreads look they look kind of ratty and like not like a nice firm. Like those are nice firm sausages.
I don't know, but
I don't either, I guess.
I do know that sewing fake dreads onto your head is a joke.
Well, if you want dreads, and that's the only way you can get them.
I actually like them. I think they have some good songs.
Oh, my God. Counting Crows, they're great.
I told you this. I was listening to one of the alternative stations, and the jock on the air was like, oh, and coming up, I've got Counting Crows. And I actually went, oh, cool. And then the lady on the air goes, just kidding. I would never do that to you. And I'm like, hey! I like those guys.
It looks like he's a white dude.
Yeah. By the way, you guys,
yes,
Halsey might be pregnant.
Oh, good for her. Congratulations. Who's the lucky dad?
A guy named Evan Peters.
Oh, no. I never heard of Evan
Peters. Well, they've been together for... He's an actor on American Horror Story. And from this picture I'm looking at right here, he might, in the first season, he might play the kid Tate, who like lives in the basement of the house, who's, you know, I think he did a school shooting or something. And then he killed himself. Because you know how everyone who died in the house lives in the house still? Mm-hmm. But here's a picture of them together, and they're both touching her stomach. So she tweeted, though, still not pregnant, still just allergic to gluten, still love pancakes. So she's saying her tummy hurt from that.
Well, and then she needs to say that.
And then she said, is it a boy? Is it a girl? It's pancakes.
You don't want to be the one that goes out there too soon with that news.
It may be that she's pregnant. It may be that she's not. Okay, Vincent, what's coming up?
Belly button story after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show, Luscious Jackson, Naked Eye. Little
I love
Alice
that song.
Throwback. That's a good one. With my naked eyes.
Oh, I totally missed the song.
Oh.
Well, I was working.
I picked up my phone to text Jane a little black heart. Uh-huh. And she, right when I picked up the phone, she texted me.
Oh, don't tell Vinny.
Well, she, it's a happy
I'm
birthday.
I'm right here.
She did a happy birthday. Yeah. Just a happy birthday. So thank you, Jane, for putting that in.
What else have I got? Oh, you know what? I wanted to thank our sales manager, Lindsay High.
Oh, my God.
For the cupcakes.
Why do they have to be so good?
They
so
were really
delicious.
Good. So I had two
light
of them.
And fluffy.
I know. I had two, too.
And then there's little party animals on top.
Oh, my God. She made these little like animals and put party hats on them. They're crazy. She's so talented.
She really is.
You know, one time she did a Game of Thrones cake. She just loves to, you know,
what
does she
one.
Cook? She just loves cooking. She loves baking.
All the stuff.
So she did this thing. I think a few of us have it on our Instagram. If you scroll back, I mean, it's amazing. That was the first time I realized. I was like, oh, she's like legit.
Mm-hmm.
She did a whole display out there with like a tower of cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And
there's
like,
a commercial. I don't even remember what it's for, but it's a woman who has called a meeting, and she walks into the meeting with this beautiful cake she's made, and it says, "I quit." And it's about her starting her own business.
Mm. Oh, my God.
And every time I see it, I think, oh, Lindsay's going to pull that crap.
That would be so... I mean, I love Lindsay, but that would be so great for her to... I quit. With a couple of fingers.
Oh, yeah, with like little fingers sticking up all over the cake instead of candle.
Hey, there's a camera on you.
Morning. Hey, couple things really quick. First of all, Janie, I'm thinking garbage. I'm only happy when it rains for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Okay.
Unless Janie comes up with something. I said, you know, are there glaring things we're missing here from the early days of Alice?
Probably.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, you know what? I'll save the text because every time we talk about it, people text in. How about this? How about that?
Great
so if
idea.
People want to text in right now, I'll save those texts.
Yeah, if there's one that you're like, that would be a great throwback, like something that you remember from early days at Alice. The other thing is that our guy Vaughn, the wizard, he did a rap this morning for my birthday that was freaking so good. It's just great. He wrote it. He produced it. He gave Bryn the track to play, like put it all together and performed it live this morning. So we played it back at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're going to play it again at 9.
Yeah.
So in half an hour or so.
He doesn't get to flex his skills hardly enough.
I know. I just wish you'd work Beauty in there. That would have been next time.
Hey, if you get me for Secret Santa, I want you to do a song for me or a rap, whatever.
Oh, you're
and that'll
stuck
be my
now.
Present. That'll
Every
be my
time.
Present.
Yikes!
Don't cost you a thing.
Hey, I lost my first page.
Oh no!
But your
my sponsor on it.
You have the SF Gift Center.
Here you go, Vinny.
Oh, all right.
This Alice Report is brought to you by SF Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. We are here to save you money. If we are really being honest, though, we are mainly here to make the morning show anxious and highly uncomfortable. More reasons to be thankful for the Gift Center. Visit sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
I love the Gift Center.
I know, it's great.
It has everything.
They do, like, remember all last year when they were advertising, every day would be some, like, thing that we're like, oh, God, what do they write today?
I know. Each one of us has something.
So that is what they're good at.
So I forgot to mention Dreamforce, the big event that happens here in the city at least once a year. I think it's twice, actually, but this is Salesforce big event. It's on. It starts today. So the traffic's going to be hairball. There's road closures. If you're coming into the city.
Does it go through the weekend?
I don't believe it does.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
No.
Oh, maybe we'll talk to Scott tomorrow. He's going to be there, and he was telling
Scott Budman.
Yeah,
I want to say they've taken over the signs by the on the
at
stadium.
Oracle?
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh. Dream Fleet or something like that. It was saying, and I'm like, oh, look at that.
Right.
Oh wait, I'm not watching the road.
Well, I was watching. Well, Alden drove me, so I was like, oh, look. And then so we were talking about it, and we wondered if the Fleetwood Mac concert is going to be there.
Might be.
We didn't know. And
what's interesting about the Fleetwood Mac concert is I saw a news story that they just ended their tour.
Mm-hmm.
So the last show of their big tour happened, and they're like, goodbye, everybody. Well, except we're going to go do Dreamforce in San Francisco. So
yeah, those corporate gigs pay pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's like the unannounced big gig before they get to go home and call it a life.
I don't think so.
PG&E blackouts are scheduled to start tomorrow. So you need to get to their website. There's one site that you found.
Some little thing where you put in your address and it tells you yes or no or maybe. Were we able to put that on like the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page or something? Make it easy for people to find or put it at Radio Alice? It was really easy.
I'm going to have Ron put it up at Radio Alice.
Okay.
And Ron.
I put mine in and said not impacted or whatever.
Yeah, Vinny said, I am.
Vinny said yes.
Oh, my friend says yes, Oracle.
Oh, cool.
Oh,
hi, Issei. He's my hairstylist.
Hey, Issei.
What's up, Issei? He opens his shop an hour early for you every day.
That's right. He's the one that's very active in his life.
What do you mean?
Social life.
What does that mean?
He dates a lot.
He has a lot of sex. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, to be a gay guy. God. It's perfect. You have matching sex drives.
Yeah. You know what his perfect guy is? Is someone that he likes guys that look like Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
So Muppets?
So he likes
white guys, red hair.
Oh.
He likes a sturdy, you know, cowboy looking dude.
Oh, sturdy cowboy looking white guy.
Midwestern.
A gay guy from San Francisco wants to go out with a redheaded cowboy type.
And he's from Fiji.
Well, guys, if that's you, feel free to text us.
There's a hairstylist in Redwood City that wants a piece.
Mm. Oh, San Carlos.
San Carlos, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you say. I hope I'm not saying too much.
Trip out on this.
He's laughing.
Last night, my littlest, my one-year-old, came walking up and sat down in my... She walks up and then turns around and starts backing in because she wants to sit on your lap. So she sits down on my lap, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. And I remembered this video we used to watch, me and my first kid. And it's Feist singing 1, 2, 3, 4 on Sesame Street. So I found it, and I played it for her, and she was locked onto it.
Who's Feist? I don't know Feist.
Feist. Do you know Feist on Sesame Street?
I'm not sure.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, I know that one.
You know what it was? It was the Apple. It was in an Apple ad. Her song. You don't know this song?
I don't.
I don't know. Doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's going to take a second to start, but so I play it for her, and she's just
I actually love
on
this
it.
Song.
It's good.
I see it all the time, yeah.
Have you played this for your daughter?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know who she was, but I was like,
so
one, she's cute, and
performer?
Two, she sings great.
Feist
she's
is
not
the performer.
A Muppet.
No.
Okay.
So I play this for her, and she's like locked onto it. And I'm so happy, and I'm thinking, I'm having these really fond memories of my first daughter. And then I played her. Have you played the Usher ABC?
I'm not sure if I have.
I probably have. This is so
I
good, played. It'll blow your mind that like, he just does this. He couldn't have put that much work into it, and yet it's excellent. So I played
they
that for...
They must have so much fun at the studios where they put all this together.
I must have played that 5 times, Feist 5 times. Uh-huh. The kid was just into it. We ended up dancing around the house last night.
Oh, my God. Like, you got to play her the Foo Fighters one, too, or the Dave Grohl one, too. I thought that one was really charming. Although, maybe it's not as... Maybe because it moves around a lot, it's not as capturing.
Had you seen this one?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch this a lot, though. I watch the Feist one a lot more.
Do you put just plain old Sesame Street on for them? That used to be my favorite show on TV when I was a kid.
I don't, but I'm not around in the mornings when they see TV. Mm. The thing is they know how to get what they want.
Right.
And I think we may have missed the Sesame Street window, at least with the oldest one.
Right.
But when I replayed those, she immediately was like, oh, yeah.
I haven't seen this one yet. This is Ed Sheeran, Sarah Newton, the Kids.
Oh, my God. Fun. I love, there's so many celebrities that have been on the show. It's
so
great.
They do a great job.
And it was part of all their lives growing up, too. I love Sesame Street. I still think of, like, there's certain things from it that I...
With your kids, you mean?
Well, even just from me, from being a little kid. Like, I made them watch it because I loved it when I was a kid, like... Just so, and they still would have some of the little video shorts that I remembered from being. I'm like, oh my God! Oh, I used to love this one.
There's a 41-year-old guy named Martin Skelly. Thanks, Bryn, for finding
this.
Yes,
Bryn.
Oh, of course, yeah, it's my pleasure.
My house was ridiculous last night. So, I mean, in a good way.
You mean it was perfect?
It was fun. There's a 41-year-old guy named Martin Skelly in Clearwater, Florida. He is 5'8", 380.
Oh, he's large, Marge.
He might be really...
Big boned?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not really the case, though. On Friday, someone called the cops from McDonald's where he was eating to report a guy acting suspicious, and when the cops got there, they found he had a needle full of meth on him.
Oh, a needle?
A needle.
Oh.
You know, a syringe?
Yeah, but I didn't realize you could do it that way.
Gonna have his lunch, I guess, and then...
A little meth.
For dessert, an armful of meth.
Sure.
Anyway, when he was being processed at the jail, the body search turned up a surprise. He had a bag of meth, quote, wedged deep within his belly button cavity.
Ew.
Oh, here's the meth head.
Oh,
he was hit with several charges, including 2 felonies for bringing drugs into the jail.
Maybe he forgot they were there. He's like, oh, crap, that's where my stash went. You should try a drug that suppresses your appetite. I thought you didn't eat on meth, but I thought
you didn't either.
Yeah, you're not supposed to. It's like
I don't know.
Those...
That's why I was eating first and waiting to have the...
I don't know how anybody likes that stuff. I really don't.
Yeah. Well, I never want to try because I'm sure I'd like it. No,
you think
me.
You would?
I'm just so... I just don't need any problems in my life. You know what I'm not going to do? Try any new drugs.
Mm-hmm.
All the old ones. I'm having enough trouble with the old ones. Let's just stick with those.
The website Wallet Hub just ranked the 182 biggest cities in the country from most sinful to least sinful. They based it on the 7 deadly sins: lust, strip clubs per capita, Tinder users and porn searches on Google, gluttony, obesity rate, fast food joints, DUIs, smokers, marijuana use, ODs, greed, casinos, gambling, addiction rates, sloth, exercise rates, volunteering, average time spent watching TV, wrath, violent crimes, assaults, hate crimes, shootings, envy, theft, identity theft, fraud, pride, beauty and tanning, salons per capita, plastic surgery.
This is great.
And the number one most sinful city in America is...
Vegas.
F after all that, they ended up with Vegas.
With Sin City.
Vegas.
Of course.
Oh, Las Vegas.
Funny.
Los Angeles came in second. Uh-huh. Boy, San Francisco, you're not even in the top 10.
That's a good thing.
What?
That's good. We don't want to be the most
The home of the Folsom Street Fair deserves a better placing
ding,
than
ding.
That.
That's
Come
not,
on.
That's not a sin.
So what city? So you got Vegas, L.A. So, what city comes in third?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Salt Lake City was the most.
Oh.
No, not Omaha.
New York?
Not New York. New York does come in at number 8. Mm. What city? You've been there.
Oh,
how about New Orleans?
New Orleans, not in the top 10.
Mm. Well, that's surprising, actually. Yeah. Boston?
No, not Boston. Boston, not in the top 10.
Oh, phew. But I've been at St. Louis.
St. Louis comes in at number three on the most sinful cities in America. Houston, Atlanta, Philly, Chicago, New York City, Miami, and Denver.
Oh, Miami's a
Denver.
Good one.
It's random. Denver doesn't seem like a sinful city. I thought you were going to say which one was the least sinful. It would be someplace in Utah, right? Like one of those places that's dry and all super Jesus-y. Are they? Is that their thing, the Mormons? They're like Jesus,
They're definitely dry.
Yeah. But they have like a Jesus thing, but he came to them, right? Like Jesus spent some time in America in their thing.
Brigham Young, isn't he the guy who started the whole Mormon faith? I remember hearing something
about
big wide city streets so the spaceships can land there.
Yeah. I've heard
Is it
that
spaceships?
Too. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Or chariots.
I don't know.
It's space traveling chariots.
Jesus would be in
a chariot. You know, sure. Space chariot. Yeah. Never mind. Let's edit all this out.
Nah, leave it in.
I'm sure it's slant. It's blasphemy.
Whatever.
I take it all back.
The Mormons are fans of Jesus, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Me too.
Well, he's searching right now.
We have that in common.
He came over. He came over and checked it out over here. You know, bless the. Bless
Our text number is 800-400-3697. He's a Jewish guy from Berkeley.
This is
Adam Durant.
He's not a black man.
Russian Jewish descent.
Oh. Yeah, I just thought, well, maybe, you know, the name Durant could have come from anywhere. I don't know. Sorry about it.
Well,
sorry if I
510
hurt
knows,
feelings.
And they say Jewish Berkeley.
Okay.
I'll read the rest of the text after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.